طيب، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's slave and messenger. We continue the classes on the tafsir of chapter or the last part of the Quran, meaning part 30. And today, inshallah, we're going to talk about surah number 81. And as I explained earlier, this is based on the explanations of our scholar, rahimahullah, our Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Al Uthaymeen, the renowned scholar of Islam in our contemporary times. May Allah's mercy be upon him. And also based on the tafsir of Sheikh Al-Sa'di, Sheikh Abdul Rahman bin Sa'di, the renowned scholar of tafsir of his times, and who is the Sheikh of our Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen, inshallah ta'ala. So we go with number 81, and it is Surah At-Takwir. Surah At-Takwir, chapter 81. It is wound round and lost its light. At-Takwir. قال الله تعالى in the first verse بعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم انكدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت وإذا العشار عطلت وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا الموؤودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت وإذا الصحف نشرت وإذا السماء كشطت وإذا الجحيم سعرت وإذا الجنة أزلفت علمت نفس ما أحضرت. The first 14 verses. First one, Brother Abu Maher, please. إذا الشمس كورت. إذا الشمس كورت. When the sun is wound round and lost its light and is overthrown. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the sun and the moon will be folded up or joined or deprived of their lights on the day of resurrection, as in the Sahih al-Bukhari narration. And this takes therefore place, the takweer, wounding ground, and the losing of the sun's light and throwing it, and we will know where it will be thrown. This will take place on the day of resurrection. Takweer meaning to wind round something, fold it up, as someone would round the turban on the head. And the sun is a wide, massive object. On the day of resurrection, Allah Azza wa Jal, the mighty and most majestic, will wind round it, fold it up, and thus it will lose its light. And Allah Azza wa Jal will throw it in the fire of hell. In the fire of hell. Why it will be thrown in the fire of hell? Because there were people on earth who worshipped it, who worshipped the sun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ حَصَبُ جَهَنَّمْ أَنْتُمْ لَهَا وَارِدُونَ. In chapter 21, Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 98. Certainly you disbelievers and that which you are worshipping now besides Allah are but fuel for the hell, surely you will enter it. And as I said earlier, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw this object, this massive object, the sun, after folding it, throw it in the fire of hell to infuriate and enrage those who worshipped it on earth. There is an exception, because someone may say, then what about Jesus? Because there were people who worshipped Jesus on earth. There is an exception for that. Jesus, as well all the righteous friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none of them will be casted in the fire of hell, as Allah said after this verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ, in verse 101 and 102 please, the same chapter, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسَهَا وَهُمْ فِي مَشْتَهَتْ أَنفُسُهُمْ خَالِدِينَ. In verse 101 and 102, the same chapter, Surah Al-Anbiya. Can we move a little bit, يعني, unless you have a lag, brother, hey Uthman, or I may have the lag myself, but I don't know. Okay, verily those to whom the good has preceded from us, alhamdulillah, from verily those, that's okay brother, verily those for whom the good has preceded from us, they will be removed far therefrom, meaning from hell. Example, Isa, son of Maryam, you know, Uzair, Ezra, etc. They shall not hear the slightest sound of it while they abide in that which their own selves desire. Okay, then in the next verse, please. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ, and when the stars fall, second verse please, of Surah Al-Nazi'at. No, brother, hey Uthman, Abu Maher, are you there? Brother Abu Maher, are you there? Could you take that please, inshallah? I know brother, the purpose is away a little bit. Yes, exactly, alhamdulillah. Okay, mashallah. And when the stars shall fall. So, here, the stars will change and they will fall. As in Surah Al-Infitar we read also, وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ. As in Surah Al-Infitar, when Allah says, and when the stars have fallen and scattered, so the stars on the day of resurrection will scatter and it will be removed from its original places, and all of its beauty will go away. Then the next verse please, verse 3, وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ. Look, every time you read in this verse, وَإِذَا, which means an if, وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ, or when, and when the mountains shall made to pass away, and when the mountains shall be made to pass away, all these magnificent and great mountains and high mountains with high peaks, it will be like scattered dust. And as in Surah An-Naba chapter 30, which we went over earlier, Allah says, وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالُ فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا. And the mountains shall be moved away from their places, and they will be as if they were a mirage. And we read in Surah Al-Muzzammil, in chapter 39, verse 14, Surah Al-Muzzammil, not 39. Surah Al-Muzzammil is not 39. It's 73 verse 14. When Allah says regarding the mountains, يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ, on the day when the earth and the mountains, وَكَانَتِ الْجِبَالُ كَثِيبًا مَهِيلًا, on the day when the earth and the mountains will be in violent shake, and the mountains will be a heap of sand poured out and flowing down, then it will turn, as in Surah Al-Qari'ah, verse 5, كالعهن المنفوش, verse 5 in Surah Al-Qari'ah, which is chapter 101 verse 5, وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش, and the mountains will be like carded wool, and then after that it will become هباء منثورا, scattered dust. Then the next verse, وإذا العشار عطلت, and when العشار, what is العشار? The عشار refers to the pregnant she camels. And when the pregnant she camels are neglected, this is just an example. And the pregnant she camel who had completed 10 months of pregnancy is considered one of the most precious wealth to the Arabs. You would find its owner watching over her, caring for her moves, for everything. So much attention given. But in the hereafter, all of that will be neglected. And no one will look at it. Why? Because man on that day is in a great moment. That attracts his attention to something that is much more profound, that will make him forget everything. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the verses which we read last night, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. And from their mother and their father, and from his wife and his children, every man that day will have enough to make him careless of others. Meaning on all of that, that day a man or man will flee from all of these people. And then Allah says in the next verse, وَإِذَا الْوَحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ, the next verse, and when the wild beasts are gathered together, and when the wild beasts are gathered together, and when the wild beasts shall be gathered together, we know from other verses that the beasts, all of them will be gathered, and refers to all animals indeed. Why? Because Allah in another verse in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse verse 38. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Verse 6:38. Allah says, وما من دابة في الأرض ولا طائر يطير بجناحيه إلا أمم أمثالكم ما فرطنا في الكتاب من شيء ثم إلى ربهم يحشرون. In this verse, chapter 6, verse 38, there is not a moving, living creature on earth, nor a bird that flies with its two wings, but are communities like you. We have neglected nothing in the book, then unto their Lord they all shall be gathered. So they will be gathered on the day of resurrection, and people will see that. People will see that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge between the animal creation, and people will see that. There when Allah will make a judgment for the hornless sheep against the horned sheep, after which Allah will order the animals to be dust and it changes to dust. And when that happens, the disbeliever wishes that he was dust, meaning just like the animals. The Prophet ﷺ said, the claimants would get their claims on the day of resurrection, so much so that the hornless sheep would get its claim from the horned sheep, as reported in Sahih Muslim. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests His justice on that day. The next verse, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. And when the seas become as blazing fire or overflow. Al-Bihar, the seas, meaning, constitutes almost 3/4 of the earth, or even slightly more. These magnificent seas, on the day of resurrection, they shall become on blaze. And on that day, the earth will be dry, no water in it, because all of these magnificent and great seas will be set ablaze until it becomes fire. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. Next verse, please. And when the souls shall be joined with their bodies, this is one meaning. This is one meaning. And also, the other meaning is, all mankind on that day, each kind will be gathered with its kind. Because the pairs here, زوجت, الزوج, يراد به الصنف also. Refers to the sons, refers to the kind. As Allah says, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. In Surah Al-Waqi'ah, verse 7, Allah says, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا. Let me give you this verse, inshallah, which is would be 56, verse 7. That's right. And you all will be in their kinds, meaning separate groups. Meaning three in this case. And also in Surah Sad, which is Surah 28, verse 58, or rather 38, verse 58, Allah says, وآخر من شكله أزواج وآخر من شكله أزواج. Chapter 38, verse 58. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. And other torments of similar kind altogether, and other torments of several kind, أزواج meaning of several kinds, similar kinds. Okay. And also Allah says in Surah As-Saffat, verse 22, احشروا الذين ظلموا وأزواجهم. Surah As-Saffat, Surah As-Saffat, and which will be 37. Oh, you went to this. Okay, I thought you meant the verse, but it's the surah 37 verse 22. Allah says it will be said to the angels, assemble those who did wrong together with their companions from the devils and what they used to worship. Every kind will follow the same, its proper kind. كُلٌّ عَلَى شَكْلِهِ, each according to its kind. The people of good to the people of good, the people of evil to the people of evil. And this ummah of Muhammad ﷺ will be gathered together. Allah says in Surah Al-Jathiyah, Al-Jathiyah, which is chapter 45, Allah says in that, verse 28, وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةٍ كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ تُدْعَى إِلَى كِتَابِهَا الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And you will see each nation humbled to their knees, kneeling. Each nation will be called to its record of deeds. This day you shall be recompensed for what they used to do. So this verse, which we are talking about now, وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, meaning each will be gathered with its own kind. Then the next verse, please. وَإِذَا الْمَوْؤُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Next verse, please. And when the female infant buried alive, as the pagan Arabs used to do, shall be requested. And when the female infant buried alive, as the pagan Arabs used to do, shall be questioned. So this female, the Arabs, the pagan Arabs, because of ignorance and because of their ill opinion about Allah and not being able to bear having a female infant born, because they used to defame each other for that. And if one gets the news of a girl, a baby girl, then on that day his face will turn black and angry, grieved. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ, as Allah described him in chapter 27 verse 59, please. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ. Surah An-Nahl, chapter 27, verse 59. No. 27. Oh, An-Nahl, I'm sorry. It will be 16. Chapter 16. An-Nahl. Isn't it? Yes. An-Nahl, that will be An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 59. Here it is. He hides himself from the people because of the evil of that whereof he has been informed. Meaning, to him it's an evil that he is receiving, or he's having a baby girl born. Shall he keep her with dishonor or bury her in the death? Certainly evil is their decision. So some of them, they used to do that. Either they will keep her and, you know, take the dishonor, quote unquote, or bury her alive. So some of them, they used to bury her alive before she, you know, become able to distinguish things. or even sometimes after, even to the degree that one of them would dig a ditch for her, and if some of sand or dust comes on his beard, she will take it off with her hand while he is burying her. A'udhu billah. There is no mercy whatsoever. And this tells you that the jahiliyya, the ignorance, the days of ignorance, the pre-Islamic era was of lawlessness. Beasts have mercy on their offspring, yet they are beasts. And those, in comparison, none of that. So Allah says here, on the verse which we are talking about, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. Can we put the verse, inshallah, so that people see and follow? The same verse which we are talking about. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. And when the female infant, yes, buried alive, as the pagan Arabs used to do, is questioned, for what sin was she killed? And if someone says, how she is questioned, yet she is the one being unjustly dealt with, and she is the one that was buried, so how she is questioned? Here she is questioned as a humiliation for the one who buried her. Why? Because she is being questioned before him on that day of resurrection. And this is like, unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the high parable. If someone inflicts injustice on someone in this life, and they go to the authority, to the leader, and the leader talks to that one being oppressed, dealt with unjustly, telling him, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ ضَرَبَكَ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. For what reason did this person hurt you? Yet he knows that, you know, he didn't do anything wrong. It is only done because to humiliate the other who did the injustice. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the best example. Then the next verse. And here we remember the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has forbidden you first to be undutiful to your mothers, second to bury your daughters alive, and thirdly not to pay the rights of the others, meaning example in charity, and fourthly to beg of men, that is begging. And Allah hates for you, number one, sinful and useless talk like backbiting, or that you talk too much about others, and to ask too many questions in disputed religious matters. I will repeat this: to ask too many questions in disputed religious matters, and ready to waste the wealth by extravagance with lack of wisdom and thinking. And this is in Sahih al-Bukhari. Then the next verse, please. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. And when the written pages of deeds and records, good and bad, of every person shall be laid open. Every action we do is written. Utterances, actions, and recorded in the books of records with honorable, trustworthy recorders, the angels. All of that recorded so that it will be presented on the day of resurrection. Allah says, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ, meaning his deeds. وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا, meaning open, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Chapter 17 verse 14 please. Chapter 17 verse 14. Chapter 17 سورة الإسراء verse 14. لا 14 for, yes 14 the second one 14. It will be said to him on that day, read your book, yourself are sufficient as a reckoner against you this day. Our actions, our deeds, now our talking that we are talking about now are all written. Every utterance is written. Allah says in Surah Qaf, chapter 50, verse 18, chapter 50, verse 18, ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. Not a word does he or she utter, but there is a watcher by him ready to record it. And that's why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم reminds us by saying, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. The one who ever believes in Allah and in the last day, فليقل خيرا, let him say good or keep silent. Because everything is recorded when we utter. Anything we utter now is recorded. And the one who speaks too much, then he will err more than others. So we have to keep our tongues and say that which is good and pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because these records, in it shall be written everything we say, as it will be all presented on the day of resurrection. The next verse please. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ. And when the heaven is stripped off and taken away from its place. And the heaven means السماء. This term in English is very confusing, because many of the Christians, you know, when they speak about heaven, they mean paradise. They mean paradise. So we have to be careful. And when the heaven shall be stripped off and taken away from its place, meaning the heaven which is the sky, which is the ceiling, the preserved ceiling, which is mighty and strong. Allah says about it in Surah Al-Dhariyat 47, verse 47 in Surah Al-Dhariyat. Allah says, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ. Chapter 51, verse 47 please. Chapter 51, verse 47. With power, بِأَيْدٍ, did we construct the heaven. Verily we are able to extend the vastness of space thereof. And in Surah An-Naba, chapter An-Naba, chapter 79 verse 12, or rather 78 verse 12, Allah speaks about the heaven. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا, that they are seven, and we have built above you seven strong heavens. شِدَادًا means strong. On the day of resurrection, these heavens, the heaven, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shall be stripped off. Stripped off. Meaning it will be removed from its place, as someone, you know, strips the skin of an animal after slaughtering. Skin it off from the flesh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strip off and take away and fold. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, most magnificent and most high is He. With His right hand, He will fold it. As Allah says in Surah Al-Zumar, chapter 39, verse 67, وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ. Allahu Akbar. Chapter 39, verse 67, Okay, and the day of and on the day of resurrection, the whole of the earth will be grasped by his hand, and the heavens will be rolled up in his right hand, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. And in chapter 21, verse 104, يوم نطوي السماء كطي السجل للكتب. And remember the day when we shall roll up the heavens like a scroll rolled up for books. Allahu Akbar. We know that a writer, when he writes a paper, when he finishes, he rolls the paper like a scroll to keep it from tearing and from, you know, things being erased from it, etc. So Allah belongs the best example. So the heaven will be stripped off on the day of resurrection, and there remains only space, fada, space. But Allah says in Surah Al-Haqqah, verse 17, which would be chapter 69, verse 17, وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. And the angels will be on its side, and eight angels will that day bear the throne of your Lord above them. So instead of the heavens, which is above us, now what will be above us? The throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. The throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah folds thee with his right hand, the heavens, and shakes it. And he also grasps the earth, as we read earlier. And he would say, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the authentic hadith, "Ana al-Malik, ayna muluk al-ard?" I am the king. Where are the kings of the earth? Reported by Al-Bukhari. Next verse, please. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. For those who came and I missed. Wa idha al-jahim su'irat, and when hellfire shall be kindled to fierce a blaze. Al-Jahim is the fire of hell. It has been called as such because of its bottom is far away and very dark. It will be blazed, and what will be the fuel for blazing it? Allah spoke about that fuel in Surah Al-Tahrim, verse 6 in Surah At-Tahrim, verse 6, it will be chapter 66, verse 6. Allah spoke about the fuel for the fire of hell. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Or you believe, ward off from yourselves and your families a fire, hell, whose fuel is men and stones. Whose fuel is men and stones, over which are appointed angels, stern and severe, who disobey not from executing the commands they receive from Allah, but do that which they are commanded. So instead of wood and such, the fuel will be people, meaning the kuffar, the disbelievers. And the stones, they will be stones of fire, very intense in heat, very flammable. This is the fueling of the fire of hell. On the other hand, وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ. Next verse, please. And when paradise is brought near, and when paradise is brought near, Al-Jannah is the abode of the pious, of the believers. In it, there is no eye that has ever seen, nor a ear had ever heard, and no thought that came on one's heart. So it will be brought closer, and it will be beautified for the believers. And compare these two cases, that of the fire of hell and that of paradise. The abode of the kuffar is flamed and ablazed, and while the abode of the believers is made near and beautified. All of this on the day of resurrection. So now when we read all of what had passed from the verses, from the beginning to the end, then follow with me. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. When the sun is wound around and its light is lost and it's overthrown. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ. And when the stars fall. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ. And when the mountains are made to pass away. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. And when the pregnant she camels are neglected. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. And when the wild beasts are gathered together. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. And when the seas become as blazing fire or overflow. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. And when the kinds of people will come together, the good with the good and the bad with the bad. وَإِذَا الْمَوْؤُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. And when the female infant buried alive, as the pagan Arabs used to do, is questioned. بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. For what sin was she killed? وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. And when the written pages of deeds, good and bad, of every person are laid open. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ. And when the heaven is stripped off and taken away from its place. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِرَتْ. And when hellfire is set ablaze. وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ. And when paradise is brought near. What will be? عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. Then every person will know what he has brought of good and evil. 12 statements without an answer so far passed, because it all came with the conditional phrases إذا. So the answer didn't come yet after, as to what will be after all of these statements. Then Allah gives that in this verse number 14, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. Each soul, every person will know what he has brought of good or bad. As Allah stated in Surah Al-Imran in chapter 3, and all the Quran explains the Quran, as we learned from the lessons on tafsir earlier. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا ويحذركم الله نفسه. Chapter 3 verse 30 please. Surah Al-Imran. On the day when every person will be confronted with all the good he has done and all the evil he has done, he will wish that there were a great distance between him and his evil. And Allah warns you against himself, his punishment, and Allah is full of kindness to his slaves. So on that day every person shall know what they had brought forth, good or bad. In this life we know what we do from good and bad, but we forget quickly. We have forgotten a lot from either good or bad, but not of that, anything of that will be left without being mentioned on that day. Allah is the one subhanahu wa ta'ala who's ever remaining. On that day every person will come and attest upon himself that he did such and such. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. Every person will know what he has brought, and therefore it's incumbent that man should reflect on these verses and be admonished by them and believe that he is seeing these moments right, as if right before him, with his own eyes. Because what Allah tells us about, and we know what it means, then it is more certain to us than that which we see by our own eyes, or we hear by our ears. Because خبر الله لا يكذب وهو صدق. Because the news from Allah is not belied, nor to be belied, because it is all truth. But we, so often the things we hear and see, meaning hear, so much delusion occurs in them. You see a thing far away, like a mirage, and you think of it to be on a certain form, while it's not. And you could hear a sound or a voice, but you may think it to be something specific in your mind, yet it's different in reality. Delusion opposes the senses. But the news from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we know what it means, no delusion could ever face it, because it is truthful news. So these matters which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he mentioned in these verses are real matters. We must believe in them as we see them, as if we are seeing them. Then after we believe in them, we have to act in all that which they entail, from admonition, from abstaining from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with, and to bring forth what's obligatory, and to execute it, and to keep away from that which is prohibited, so that we'll be from the people of Quran who recite it, the true recitation, who admonish by it, and who understand and contemplate it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Inshallah, we have finished now 14 verses, and we continue inshallah tomorrow the rest till verse 29. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.